This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Mark Levin.
There are enemies within. Marxist, Islamist.
Six weeknights.
There are people who want to fundamentally transform America. Who want open borders to fundamentally reshape the electorate.
On 97.3, The Sky.
It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Stay warm, my friends. Happy Monday. We're making it great. We could be like a downtown ambassador in Gainesville. They actually have a program they recently started. Yep. Gainesville doesn't have any more crime, and they fixed all their potholes.
Right.
They have dramatically dropped the taxes, and they've got GRU not losing money anymore. Everybody's happy.
Everybody has a home.
So, yep. So,
no homeless on the streets.
Yep. So now they have extra money, and they can do like a little pet project. Hey, let's have people work as, quote unquote, ambassadors. Mm. Welcome to Gainesville. Yeah. This part's true. All the rest we told you, not quite there yet. Residents enjoying festivities in downtown Gainesville will soon see about a dozen ambassadors dressed in lime green shirts as part of a new program to assist them with questions. Oh, and to keep the city clean.
Okay.
This official launch date is today. And I was driving into town yesterday down University Avenue, and I spotted one of their new beautiful ambassador vehicles.
Yeah.
Yeah, a four-door, full-size, what appeared to be a Ford F-150, I think.
Well, you got to carry five or six people with you as an ambassador?
Maybe part of an ambassadorship would be to help transport people from one area to another. I don't know. Maybe there's something that you will have to carry in the back.
Alligators or something?
I don't think that's in the job description. Okay. But they are supposed to help keep the city clean. So maybe you would have some trash.
Well, what I would appreciate, if they're really wanting to help out, clean things up, whenever there's a car accident in Gainesville and there are always remnants and parts that are left, they will sweep up part of it. The tow trucks do that. But you'll see a whole fender sitting on a street corner for a week and a half.
Oh, and a lot of times some of the glass and other debris will be.
So, ambassadors, get your little broom. You got your pickup truck now. Pick up the fender, throw it in the back of the truck. Let's sweep up so people don't get flat tires and it doesn't look bad.
It'll be interesting to see if that indeed gets taken care of. This could be this could be very exciting for the city of Gainesville. That's what they want you to do. They want you to be excited when they're spending $3.1 million of tax money on this program.
Well, at least it's great. It's local tax money. It's being spent locally. The employees are local.
No,
the trucks are local.
No, sorry, I have to stop you there. It's actually a company they've contracted with that is based out of Kentucky.
So we're going to help the Kentucky economy.
It would appear.
With Gainesville taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, at least to some extent. Gainesville City Commissioners back in August unanimously approved. Can you imagine that? Like nobody said, I'm not sure. We've got other priorities. Oh, no. They were all sold on it, apparently. $3.1 million contract for an ambassador program aimed at making downtown and part of the West University Avenue corridor more safe and inviting.
They can invite you to take a ride in their new pickup truck with four doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they're safe or not. But
commissioners entered into a contract with Block by Block, a Kentucky-based company that offers cities different services, such as cleaning, landscaping, safety and outreach, and hospitality. The Downtown Gainesville Ambassador Program will be operated by Block, 7 days a week, funded by the Gainesville Community Reinvestment Area and tax increment financing from the College Park University Heights Redevelopment Trust Fund. Is that part of redevelopment? I usually think of, I don't know, maybe helping maybe a shop owner to open its doors and help them to operate until they can produce a profit and deliver services to maybe locals. So, you know, they don't have to go too far for grocery shopping and stuff if they lack transportation because they're in a socioeconomic challenged area. Yeah, not so much. Hmm. Clayton Ratledge, regional VP for Block by Block, said Gainesville will have 7 safety ambassadors, 2 cleaning ambassadors, and 1 outreach coordinator ambassador. Oh, I'd like to get that gig.
Oh, yeah, because it sounds like that one might pay more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds fancier.
So let's see. So 7, safety 2, 9, 10, so 10 people. Hmm. And the program is, what, $3.1 million, but I believe that is spread over 3 years. Yeah. Yeah, downtown is beautiful, said the guy who just got the contract. We would love to help clean the district and make it feel safer so people want to come downtown.
Well, because it's so convenient for parking as they keep closing off streets to make it places to walk around.
You think that might be a little bit bigger factor.
Then most places, now you got to download an app, and we know how much people love another app.
And they're all like, use the parking garages, which then that goes back to the safety issue because
yes. It's a great place to get mugged.
All right, let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Lars from Mars, you're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. I'm hoping one of their operations will be to help with the homeless population. You know, they're going to need a pickup truck because all these people carry more bags of stuff than they need. They can move them around. Maybe they can tout out the virtues of living somewhere else other than Gainesville, and they can help transport them. And they can come and clean up their mess. And just imagine how many people they could carry at one time in the back of one of those big trucks. Just hoping. Thank you very much.
Yeah. No, look.
I like it.
Why don't they call it the Gainesville Concierge Service?
Oh, they give you directions. They'll even give you a ride there.
Exactly.
Somewhere else.
Yeah. Ambassadors in the program will be in a downtown zone, which will be split into 2 areas, West University Zone around Innovation District just east of the University of Florida campus. Okay. And their services consist of reporting any suspicious activity.
They're going to be busy.
I wonder if they're going to catch people watering their lawns on the wrong days.
Well, probably not in that area. Probably not.
Providing outreach to the homeless. What do you mean by what is outreach? We reached out to you. I extended my hand.
But what?
And once they saw the hand was empty, they weren't looking for. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wonder what that means. Outreach to the homeless. Okay.
Is it supposed to replace some of what Grace Marketplace was supposed to do? Or
they still paying for that?
Did they gone? I don't know.
Informing them of available services. Now, that's not a bad idea. But you could probably also do that with flyers.
Mm-hmm.
Signs.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We don't need new pickups for that.
They're going to provide walking escorts. So they won't even be using the shiny, pretty trucks all the time, I guess.
Huh.
And for those who may not feel safe, you know, that's what that walking escort is for.
Okay.
They're like guardian angels.
Yeah. Oh, hey. They can, like, wear red berets and stuff.
And they're going to help pick up litter and clear weeds and remove stickers and graffiti. Okay.
Huh. I can't wait to see what downtown Gainesville is going to look like.
Yeah, it is going to be unbelievable.
I don't believe it.
It's hard
to
believe.
The unbelievable part.
Yeah.
Here's what's trending on the sky.
Ceasefire in Lebanon.
Remarkable calm after what had been 14 months of war.
I think a lot of this has to do with the change administration's coming up.
The news that's trending.
I am concerned with all these nominees.
Well, I think she's compromised.
The news that's now.
The United States Lieutenant Colonel.
Don't let these allegations distract us. The Pentagon has been more focused on pronouns than they have lethality the past 4 years.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.